USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says a COVID rescue package to be voted on tomorrow includes reverse incentives.
It won't even get to the schools till next year, 95% of it. It's almost like they want to force schools to stay closed.
The California Republican telling Fox News children need to get back into the classrooms.
The science proves kids should be in school. I've watched in my own community that 14%, it just came back, of more D's and F's. I just saw the pediatrician in Virginia, the association, shows that more than 90% anxiety, depression.
Weekly jobless claims are falling. The Labor Department reporting there were 730,000 initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a decrease of 111,000 from the week's previous total. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
A joint hearing taking place in the Texas House regarding last week's power outages. The State Affairs and Energy Resources Committee are hearing testimony from energy executives over the winterization preparation following that storm that left millions in the dark. A bipartisan commission has a message for the U.S. Navy.
Last July, the USS Bonhomme Richard was damaged at a naval base in San Diego, California. Instead of spending $30 million in repairs, some lawmakers are asking to sink the ship off the Florida coast to create an artificial reef. The USS Bonhomme Richard is an 844-foot-long Wasp-class amphibious assault ship of the United States Navy commissioned in 1998. Serving as support for the Marine Corps, the ship resembles a smaller version of an aircraft carrier. The ship was severely damaged by an accidental explosion during maintenance in July 2020 while docked in San Diego, California. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Mr. Potato Head is no longer a mister. Hasbro, the company that makes a potato-shaped plastic toy, is giving the Spud a gender-neutral new name, Potato Head. The change will appear on boxes this year. The calls are growing louder for South Dakota Attorney General Jason Runsberg to resign after he fatally struck a pedestrian. Runsberg saying he thought he hit a deer, but in newly released police interrogation video, an officer tells Runsberg the victim's glasses were found inside his car.
I did not see the glasses until you showed
me. Sure.
So the only way for them to get there is through the windshield.
The accident happened on the night of September 12th. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem issuing a statement saying that the charges have been filed against Runsberg and he should step down. Vice President Kamala Harris is promoting the Biden administration's federal retail pharmacy program for COVID-19 vaccination. Visiting a Washington, D.C. area pharmacy on Thursday, Harris said they're working on bringing up the supply of the vaccine.
So it's a process. We do believe by the end of the summer that everybody will be vaccinated in terms of the availability of vaccines at the very least. That is our hope. Everyone will get vaccinated. But we do believe by the end of the summer we did have enough vaccines.
The program is expanding vaccination opportunities in neighborhoods where access might not be readily available. For USA Radio News, I'm...
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Two separate vehicle crashes resulting in minor injuries occurred in the area of 1250 North on Bluff Street yesterday afternoon. A high-speed chase ended with a Canaryville resident's arrest. A Jeep hit a stroller in St. George, sending two children to the hospital with minor injuries yesterday. Travel through St. George Airport has rebounded, with flights to Texas returning amid plans to expand. Dixie State University students met at the state capitol building yesterday in support of House Bill 278, the bill that would remove Dixie from the university's name. And a suspect charged with aggravated assault tells police it was arm wrestling gone wrong. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 55 today, clear and 28 tonight, sunny and 61 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
We wish we had enough crayons to explain this, but more government does not make you more free. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
So first of all, there's a bill out there. The legislature could define when this ends and when all of these things go away. And that's their prerogative. They're certainly open to that. And so we brought a group of people together. I know it's a little bit confusing. It's really important. We are going for speed over accuracy. That's a choice we had to make.
It still isn't clear whether the Huanan market was the source of the virus, though outside experts believe it was a starting point for the outbreak.
Where Chinese officials took samples over a year ago.
And why has the data not been shared?
No, they didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue.
Let's just sit on that one for a moment, shall we? That was Governor Cox, Spencer Cox. The legislature decides when this health crisis is over because it's not politicized or anything. And then, of course, they're going for speed over accuracy. I always love when the governor says that. Doesn't make me feel like a guinea pig at all. Makes me feel super loved and makes me feel like maybe there's more of an agenda to all this. And then, of course, you heard they went back to Wuhan and apparently the chief epidemiologist over there said they've never isolated the virus. That's the issue, he said. Okay. I hope we're all caught up to speed.
Over accuracy?
Yeah. Oh, speed over accuracy. That's our new motto. It's like Biden. Can I have, what was his? Facts over truth? Like truth over, I don't even know what he said anymore. It's like,
it wasn't truth over facts.
Yeah. It was facts over truth. They're so bizarre. And he's right there. He's like a mini Biden. Welcome to the show. I welcome you. Uncle Milty, how are you?
I'm terrific.
You sound terrific.
Did I?
You sound like
my
a bundle
voice is
of
a little weird.
Energy. Yes. It is a little weird.
I don't know what it is.
All right. We'll investigate on the break. And I have Michelle Bolter, former state school board. She loves to go through these bills. And I don't know any of my other friends that really like to go and sift through these bills, but Michelle does. And this is what I love about her. So we're going to talk bills. I have to right out of the gate say this because I know that we love to give the mantle of constitutionalist to Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee. But everybody realizes that he has combined efforts with with the sellout Rubio and of Florida, and that they're going to want to double the child credit, the tax credit. I'm sorry, but that doesn't just sound very constitutionally accurate to me.
It may not sound constitutionally accurate, but those poor women need to be paid for all that work they do, taking care of their own children.
My gosh. I just have to get your guys' thoughts. I'm like so shocked, I think, because whenever he does something like this, people still give him this mantle of, well, you're amazing because you're a constitutionalist. And as a fellow conservative, I'm a little concerned that we're seeing more of these types of actions than we are seeing the preservation of liberty. I'm not seeing a whole lot of bills that preserve liberty, but I'm seeing bills that take our money to give that money to other people, which is not supposed to happen. What are your thoughts? Well, love to get your thoughts.
Legal plunder.
It is legal plunder. Thank you. I'm just
I don't
frustrated.
Think it's legal plunder. Mm-hmm. I think it's just plain plunder.
It's plain plunder. It is plain plunder. You're right. It's theft. It is theft. So if you're a constitutionalist, how do you not know this?
I don't know. I mean, has he read the law?
I don't know. I mean,
carries it around in his pocket.
Is he taking a page out of the Governor Cox playbook? I don't know. It's so strange to me. Governor Cox was also putting up how amazing the government is for all of the success economically. And I reminded him on Facebook that it is not to the credit of government. It is to the credit of small business in spite of the government. That's where the credit goes.
What they fail to say is, like, we need to give all this money because, you know, of COVID. But COVID didn't do anything.
No.
The government
response
did something.
Did everything, right?
And so
the overplay.
Thank you for our economy.
Yeah. Gosh. I guess it still shocks me, I guess. When somebody says they're a conservative and they act like this, I'm always just a little surprised. I probably always will be. Who knows? I don't think it's going
to
go away.
You probably just haven't read to the very end of the Constitution.
Oh, where it says what?
Article 19 says, and you can do anything you can get away with without upsetting the constituency too bad.
I thought that was Article 8.
That's Article 50. We're just jumping ahead. I just get surprised every time. And by the way, Wuhan has never isolated the virus. That's true. Either has the CDC. In page 39 of their documentation that came out in September, they admitted that they've never isolated it. This is why they can't give anyone a sample of it.
And this is why the vaccine isn't really a vaccine.
No, it's not a vaccine. And I keep telling people this. I had a conversation yesterday with somebody I know who said, I'm getting the shot. And I said, why? And the person said, because I don't want to get it. I don't want to get COVID. And I said, it doesn't have any COVID in it. Your body doesn't even recognize that as COVID. Well, my doctor said, I know your doctor probably heard that it was a vaccine, didn't even question it, and is telling you what he heard. Plain and simple. If you look at the fact sheet, you're going to see something entirely different. It even says it doesn't treat it. And this person was like, well, I don't want to get it. I said, you've gone a year. You haven't gotten it. Why are you so afraid now? We're not in the first week of this. Like a mystery disease. We know plenty now. Anyway, that was how that conversation went. You guys might be having similar conversations. I don't know how frustrating it can be.
Very similar. And it's like we've forgotten that since the beginning of time, we've been sick.
Right.
We've had death.
Yep. And no flu. We've eradicated it completely.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I wanted to give a shout out to the flu. You're gone. And anyone that even says they have you, they're lying because flu is gone and it's history
and
no
cold.
More. And
the
I
common
just,
cold is gone too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I want to thank human nature for that, mm-hmm. that we've eradicated it completely. It's awesome.
I asked a few people. I was in the hospital again. And while I was in there, I talked to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked a few. One was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Why it is that nobody can answer any questions about this. Like, what do you think about this?
Right.
The doctor says, what I think about COVID is politics.
So, is that how he spells COVID?
Yeah. Hmm. There are a lot of people in the hospital that do not believe one darn bit of this. And they are getting sick and tired of working so hard because everybody's treated like they have it.
I know. The protocols are just insane. After a year. We've been in this thing for a year. I just had to remind everybody it's been a solid year now.
You can't just get them to talk out in the open.
Right.
Because they all say the other same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a family. I need my job.
Yeah. At this point last year, we had 9 cases. And we had 9 deaths total. They were all in one nursing home in Washington. And we were discussing when we were going to lock down. I just wanted to remind everybody of that for the entire nation, not the state, the nation.
Right.
We didn't even have a case in Utah. But we were talking about this very thing, because it was a year ago I spoke up north when the governor declared the state of emergency.
Right, with no cases.
Commie Herbert. Yes, yes, with no cases. Zero cases. So what did they do? They went and found a case, and they the case was so detrimental and so harmful that the person was recovering at home with Tylenol.
Right.
And this was up in Salt Lake, and they kept referring to this one isolated case of this person resting at home with Tylenol. Okay. I just wanted to make sure we remind everybody that it's been a solid year now, so it's not airborne. And by the way, Cox was saying and assuring all those 16 and 17 and 18-year-olds that are keeling over, apparently, that we've never heard about, that they can go get the vaccine. But use the honor system, because don't jump ahead in line because you want it so bad. Okay? Okay. Okay. We won't. I mean, do you know of a 16, 17, 18-year-old that's died of COVID? I haven't heard of it in Utah. I guess they're all jumping over each other to get the vaccine.
More importantly than that, have you heard of an honor system?
Yeah, you want this thing so bad that you're willing to just check out of your ethics to get it. Anyway, that press conference was a hoot. So I gave you the nutshell of the press conference. I'm giving you the nuts and bolts. Here's 30 seconds. Here you go. This was the press conference today by Commie Cox. Here we go.
So first of all, there's a bill out there.
Yeah, a bill.
The legislature could define when this ends and when all of these things go.
No health crisis, just politics.
That's their prerogative. They're certainly open to that. And so we brought a group of people together. I know it's a little bit confusing.
It's really super confusing.
We are going for speed over accuracy. That's a choice we had to make.
Wow, I feel so good right now. I do. Warm and fuzzies.
And it's the legislator's prerogative.
Yeah, they get to
stop this.
Yeah, they're in charge of our whether we have COVID or not, or whether we have the vaccine or not, or health or any. Yeah, I like to know it's in legislators' hands.
I must have a really strange mindset. I think I much prefer accuracy.
Over speed? I
know. Over anything.
I know.
Speed over accuracy, baby. They're going for speed over accuracy, admittedly.
I mean, I would be like...
Well, you know, it's confusing.
Yeah.
Well, he talked to us like we were kids. He was trying to explain like this. And I felt like I wanted to gouge my eyes out with a pen. Anyway, I just can't handle him. I'm sorry. He's a mini Biden. We have mini Biden.
Yeah. On the other hand, they got done fast and only 400,000 people died.
But they got done quickly in like 2 days. Speed over accuracy. Love it. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you about some bills that you need to be very aware of. Michelle has done her due diligence. We're going to go down that rabbit hole and figure out what it's always like, what's the legislator up to? What are they trying to do now? What little secret thing are they trying to pull over on the rest of the conservative base of Utah? Because they're conservatives, too. It always amazes me that we have to keep a bigger, look-see on our government because we have a majority that's actually supposed to be conservative. Kind of an amazing feat. Anyway, we'll be right back. I know I'm not bitter. I'm not cynical. I'm just a realist, actually. I know it's sad, but I am.
You just have a thing for amazing feet.
Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic in St. George. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Are you frustrated because the intimacy in your relationship has diminished? Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has the answer. We use the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown by Cambridge, to repair damaged blood vessels and get your blood flowing where you want it, when you want it. We've helped thousands of men get off the pill and restore those younger years in the bedroom, and we can help you too. If you're ready to put a stop to your erectile dysfunction with proven technology, technology. Call us right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus an enhanced gift proven to produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $550 value, totally free to those that call us right now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now and throw those pills away. 435-922-7000.
This is Dr. Ryan Robinson with Southwest Vision, inviting you to join us for a dry eye seminar. We will have light refreshments, prize drawings, and we'll be doing a live demonstration of the LipiFlow thermal pulsation treatment, the only FDA-approved treatment for dry eye. Learn more about dry eye causes and treatments. If you suffer from frequent burning, watery, stinging, or gritty eyes, call Southwest Vision and RSVP for our free dry eye seminar. Call 673-5577.
Join us for the Dry Eye Seminar Wednesday, March 3rd at Southwest Vision.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of the Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. At Lionsgate Recovery Center, we are people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
How personalized can a financial plan be when it's created by one of those robo-advisors?
Plugging in standard algorithm to calculate insurance need and future wealth of random human client.
Robots don't know you. We do. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, getting to know you always comes first. Together, we'll create a financial plan based on your specific goals. Find a local Farm Bureau advisor at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
There's a lot to love with the sweetheart deals now at Finley Subaru. Like 0% APR for up to 63 months on all-wheel drive 2021 Outback and Ascent. You'll love Ascent's 7-passenger seating and the all-new Outback's turbocharged engine. Subaru is ranked number one in vehicle safety according to ACSI. Come feel the love with 0% APR up to 63 months on 2021 Outback and Ascent. Finley Subaru. On the saving side of the freeway. Because we believe in you. FinleySubaru.com.
It's your final week to save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store, and it's time to lock in the lowest price on a new Tempur-Pedic. Don't need delivery right now? No problem. $100 down. We'll lock in the low price, and you get $300 in accessories. Four Southern Utah locations, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington by Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Going to the dentist is the worst. Sharp, pokey things in your mouth, appointments last forever, and it's all so expensive. If you feel this way, Plum Dental would love to change your mind. I'm Dr. Plum. We've been voted the best dentist in Southern Utah the last 2 years because of our focus on making treatment comfortable, effective, and affordable. That means less chair time, less pain, and more money saved. We invite you to get to know us better at PlumDental.com and take advantage of our new patient special by scheduling today.
Lionsgate has
given me my family back.
A whole new outlook on life.
Gave me a little bit of self-worth.
Shown me how to be comfortable in my own skin.
Been one of the biggest blessings in my life.
So many gifts.
The most important thing I learned in treatment was acceptance.
Honesty. I feel true joy.
Happiness. I get to live a life that I'm proud of.
My favorite thing about Lionsgate is to get to know my true, authentic self.
We are people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
This is Josh from Red Rock Auto Sales, and I want to thank you for nominating us as the best used auto dealership in Southern Utah. We know that buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we pride ourselves on making the process as simple and easy as possible for our customers. Red Rock Auto Sales has Southern Utah's largest selection of trucks and has served this community for 8 years. Please go to our website, redrockautosales.com, and vote for us as the best used auto dealer. Thank you.
The name.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Oh, the need for speed. I feel the need for speed. Welcome back to the show. Make sure that you get over to Auto Body Central. They are amazing, doing amazing work. And in fact, if you get in an accident, choose them. You can choose anyone. And of course, your insurance company will give you some suggestions. You don't have to take any of their suggestions. That's all they are. You can actually choose who you want. So make sure that you're doing so. And make sure that you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. Just think ABC if you get in an accident, because those guys are so good. You'll love them. They'll even come to your house and do and look at your car and tell you what you need. And they'll work with your insurance company, too. But they are just fantastic, honest, and I trust them. And I've used them plenty of times because I had teenagers. So just telling you. Anyway, also, if you want to lose some weight, get over to Dr. Diet. You can do it quick, and you can also do it safely. And they're very, very good at what they do. They have B12 shots. They have all kinds of things to help you. Everything in their arsenal, a nurse, a doctor, an MD, a homeopath, you name it, they've got it. And also, they've got so many ways to help you and identify the right eating style for you to drop weight, because everybody is different. Every body is different. And so make sure that you're doing what's right for your body. Some bodies just don't like carbs, and some bodies do well with a lean protein diet, or they do well with more carbs. It really depends on your body style. So make sure you get over to Dr. Diet, and the phone number is 628-DIET, 628-DIET. Welcome back to the show. How are you, Michelle Bolter?
I am doing well.
Okay, we need to talk about some bills. And also Uncle Milty, you all right?
I think I'm all right.
Okay. We just played the need for speed, because I just want to remind everybody, this is Governor Cox today. I just have to just say this real quick. Ready? Here you go. Governor Cox press conference.
We are going for speed over accuracy. That's a choice we had to make.
Yeah, it's a serious choice they had to make. Was speed over accuracy. And that there's a bill, he said, that could call all this off today. I guess it's not much of a health threat, see, because it's politics. You can call it all off, right? Okay, yeah.
What's interesting about that is whether you go with speed or accuracy.
On the vaccine, yes.
Yeah, they're going to be wrong either way.
Yeah. I always like to know when I'm getting something injected into my body that I can't reverse. It's speed over accuracy. I like that.
Yep. Well, now we know.
Yeah. All right. Okay. What's on the bill docket, Michelle?
Okay. So two bills, unfortunately, have died. HB 92, which was the medical practice amendments. That's the one that said that anybody under the age of 18 could not take puberty blockers or have a sex change surgery done.
That died?
That died.
What number was that?
HB 92.
So let me get this straight. I just have to digest this for a moment. So our conservatives, which is the majority, said that basically it's okay for a parent to screw with their children's biological nature and do things to them and allow them to do things to themselves, right? And allow a doctor to do this to them and change them permanently forever based on the ideas of a child.
Right. Well, it gets better than that, because they didn't even vote on it. They just voted to send it back to the Rules Committee. Mm-hmm. So then it will just sit and die. So it was an easy way out. Oh, we need a little bit more work on this. Let's send it back to Rules and we're good.
Our conservative base.
Yeah.
Said it's okay to mutilate a kid. We're going to let that stand. You can do anything you want, because a kid at, let's say the kid at 8 years old thinks they're a unicorn, thinks they're the opposite gender at eight, because, you go through phases. The parent now can go get surgery for that 8-year-old or puberty blockers for the 8-year-old.
Right.
Okay.
It's all about money, because, it's a big industry. They're making $550,000 off of these children. Because it doesn't just stop with the surgery.
Oh, no.
The puberty blockers and the medicine that you have to take.
You're going to a doctor for a long
year
time.
Year after year, you can't stop taking it. So it's money. Follow the money.
Our and conservatives.
Then
okay.
The other bill that died was HB 302. That's the one that preserves sports for female students in high school.
Right.
So the media came out against it.
Boys dressed up as girls can't go get the girl scholarships because, of course, you know, physical prowess wise, they probably could get it over the girl because they'd have more capability, even though they're wearing, you know, a wig, they're still a boy. And so the governor listened to a few transgenders cry over this and said, I value you more than I do the thousands of girls that have worked hard and spent money and trained and everything else. You can have their scholarships, no problem. I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right. Okay, I just recap.
Need for speed.
I got to have the recap version. Okay, so the conservative Cox that he claims to be said that was okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I wish all these girls would get together and not play sports.
Yeah.
And let just the transgenders out there, all three of them, in the race.
Yeah.
And see how excited it is watching three transgenders in a race.
And why is government involved in this anyway?
I don't know. I mean,
government gets involved in everything.
I don't even know why
possibly can.
We would even have to have a bill. It should just be common sense that yes, women should compete against women, and men should compete against men. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter. You can claim to be a woman.
Right.
It's not going to change your biological body type. You're still going to be stronger. You can take all the puberty blockers, have all the surgeries you want. It's not going
to
change.
You know what's amazing to me? I just want to say one more thing before we get into any other bills, is that somebody can move, and the SSA, the sports association, can say in Utah, can say, well, you moved, so you can't play varsity.
Right.
Okay. So they can annihilate the dreams of an athlete for moving. Okay. But you can tell a transgender, no matter what, you get what you want. You get to participate just because you're a trans, and we'd like to send a social justice warrior message to the rest of the world that you get anything you want. We're not going to tell you no and say, I'm so sorry. They'll tell the regular athlete that. They don't mind interrupting dreams. They don't mind doing any of that. But they'll tell the transgender. They can't say no to the transgender.
Right.
Transgender gets everything they want. They can't say, well, you know, you did opt for this, and so sorry, but no. They can't do that. Okay, that's what a grown-up would do, but okay. I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right.
So those two bills are dead. So now this one, SB 214, it's the official language amendments. I don't know if you've heard.
I'm sorry. I don't understand English. What was that?
No comprende English.
No comprende. We're going to have to do this show in Spanish, apparently. What is the official language? I'm sorry. Are we not in the United States? I'm just looking out the window. I'm still in the United States, right? Or am I in Chile?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got confused. What?
So this bill amends. It still has on line 341, it says English is declared to be the official language of Utah, but then it takes out everything else. So you're no longer required to make sure that any immigrants that move here learn English or that their kids are learning English in school.
Oh, okay.
You're not required to
print. I thought we were in America where we speak English. Okay.
Right. You're not required to print things just in English. I mean, I am shocked because other countries learn English. It's the universal language,
apparently.
But here
we don't like our own language.
We're just going to amend it and say, you know what? None of that's important.
You know what? Why don't we just end the name America and we'll just call it a continent, like Prince did, the country formerly known as America, like that, like a noise. We'll just be a noise. I think that we should just go by.
And this, I'm hearing, was a request of the governor.
Of course it was.
amend this and change all of that. And I'm trying to think, like, what could the government have to gain from making sure that we don't understand the English language?
What do you think, Milty?
This subject has been around a long, long time, since probably I was in the fourth grade. I think it's a divide and conquer thing.
Really?
And they like to keep us separate. But if you want to cure your children of it, send them to Mexico for the day to get a Mexican driver's license and tell them all they need to do is ask for the English version of the Mexican driver's license application.
That'll go over well. That'll go over really well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know. I didn't know we were becoming
I'm just trying to figure out
America.
What other language they're wanting to also put forward.
You know what? $10. I'm just going to put $10 on this. $10 that over the next 10 years, we do not have a southern border and we do not have a northern border.
I wouldn't doubt.
We have the North American Union because that's where they're headed. That's where they're going. They already signed the treaty. And now it'll just be piece by piece putting it into place. And Governor Cox, you're just right on target, aren't you? Right on top of it.
Yep.
Making sure that everything, all those dominoes fall into place so we can kick that. Why have a border? I mean, my gosh, Mexico might as well just sit in our lap. I mean, come on. Why have a sovereign country? We don't
need
it.
Why have a language?
Right. We'll just call it, okay, America. Yeah, what happened?
I think you might be a little wrong. I think what they're going to do is divide the states of Mexico up and then make each individual one of those a state of the union.
Ah.
And we'll pick up, I think Mexico has 5 states.
Well, we'll add all those seats to the legend. Okay, well, that would certainly change things, wouldn't it?
That would do it.
I'm getting real tired of this. It's just piece by, how do you eat an elephant? Piece by piece.
Yep. It's part of the whole cancel culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And
right.
critical You're race right. theory. All of that is tied to that bill and also this next bill, HB 278, which is the name change process for Dixie State University. We've been watching that one. And it just amazes me that our legislators would think this is a good idea to write this.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why is because our county commissioners know that the majority of the people down here in southern Utah are against this.
Yeah.
So have the legislators do your dirty work.
Up north.
And then you can sit back and go, oh, well, you know, my hands are tied now. Yeah. We have to change the name.
No, it's so true. Brad last voted for this turkey. And I just want to say that are you surprised that it stopped in the Senate? We had a whole bus full, maybe a whole 50 students that wanted to support the name change that went on up there because they're pawns, they don't know it, and they love political correctness because they've been taught to by their liberal professors over at DSU. And so they jumped all aboard the commie train to go up to Salt Lake to say, please, please let us devour and chew this around a bit. We love political correctness. We want to change the name. A whole 50. A whopping 50 students. Wow. So what do you think happens with this?
I am hoping that they will kill it in the Senate. Just leave it in the Rules Committee and let it sit there or vote it down.
Right.
Because, first of all, it's not even, this shouldn't even be up there.
This is ridiculous.
Being discussed.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, if you want to change the name, then our county officials, our elected officials here in southern Utah, they should just come out and say what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah, yep, exactly. Don't hide. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Be right back. Be right back. Whistling Dixie. We'll be right back Whistling Dixie. Just a few minutes. Kate Daly Show.
Today is the day you've been waiting for. Balance of Nature has been growing fast, and we are expanding to more locations, including Hilldale, Utah. You've heard our ads, you know we're hiring, and we're coming to you with a hiring event. We are opening a warehouse and need to fill a variety of positions, starting from entry level to management. Come join us today at our newest location at 880 Pinion Street, Hilldale, Utah, anytime between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. We have brought freshly prepared food from our kitchen. We're conducting interviews and hiring on site. We're excited to help you learn about Balance of Nature products and services and how you can grow your career with us. We're looking for high energy people who communicate well and have a passion for helping others. So don't miss it. Come see us today at 880 Pinion Street, Hilldale, Utah, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you soon.
Lionsgate has
given me my family back.
A whole new outlook on life.
Gave me a little bit of self-worth.
Shown me how to be comfortable in my own skin.
Been one of the biggest blessings in my life.
So many gifts.
The most important thing I learned in treatment was acceptance.
Honesty. I feel true joy.
Happiness. I get to live a life that I'm proud of.
My favorite thing about Lionsgate is to get to know my true authentic self.
We are people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets at the best mattress President's Day sale. Plus, get a free gift up to $300 with the purchase of any Tempur-Pedic mattress. And no interest for 72 months. Best mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
This is Dr. Ryan Robinson with Southwest Vision, inviting you to join us for a dry eye seminar. We will have light refreshments, prize drawings, and we'll be doing a live demonstration of the LipiFlow thermal pulsation treatment, the only FDA-approved treatment for dry eye. Learn more about dry eye causes and treatments. If you suffer from frequent burning, watery, stinging, or gritty eyes, call Southwest Vision and RSVP for our free dry eye seminar. Call 673-5577.
Join us for the Dry Eye Seminar Wednesday, March 3rd at Southwest Vision.
My buddy the plumber, my buddy the plumber, stgeorge.com.
My Buddy the Plumber is your St. George neighborhood plumber. Clogged drains, toilet overflowing, no water, too much water? They can help from 8 to 8 at the same great rate. Remember, it only takes a second to get a second opinion. Call My Buddy the Plumber today.
My Buddy the Plumber, my buddy, yeah. My Buddy the Plumber, stgeorge.com.
Guys, don't wait any longer. Now is the time to take care of that ED problem once and for all. Call Prolong Medical Center right now to get a free consultation and $800 off your treatment. Get your questions answered with a free consultation and $800 off your treatment. Prolong Medical Center of St. George uses shockwave therapy and a custom combination of other treatments to ensure your success. Call now, 435-412-5160. That's 435-412-5160. And get $800 off your treatment. For a limited time.
Doc Utah announces the exciting, long-awaited 2021 International Documentary Film Festival officially coming to St. George in November. Now in its 12th season, Doc Utah will provide over 100 world-class documentary films in Southern Utah, located at the Pine View Theaters. This expanded festival also includes all films from the postponed 2020 festival, filmmaker Doc Talks, and events. Listen for more details as DSU Doc Utah unveils their 6 days and 100-plus films for November.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home on Mall Drive, where you can get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Ink and Toner, now at their new location, 237 North Bluff, Southern Utah's number one place to purchase all your home and business printing supplies. St. George Ink and Toner.
Let's face it, last year was a tough year with a lot of sleepless nights. So why not give that special someone a gift that can bring back a great night's sleep? And right now at Discount Mattress, save money during the stimulus sleep sale. Discount Mattress has a full line of mattresses starting at only $199. And how about this for a mattress and adjustable base combinations from only $799? At Discount Mattress, we have hundreds of beds in stock and ready to be picked up and delivered. Many easy finance options. Buy today at Discount Mattress.
Western Sky Aviation Warbird Museum in St. George needs volunteers. They need volunteers to help give tours, help with aircraft restoration and maintenance, facility maintenance, carpentry, and event planning. It doesn't matter whether you can help a couple of hours a week or 20. They need your help to expand their museum. If you would like to volunteer, contact Jack at 435-669-0655. That's 435-669-0655.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I love being in Dixie. I love everything about Dixie. I love the name Dixie. I love the hill Dixie. And if they want to do a name change, I think we're going to go with Ixie, right? Or Pixie. Is that what you said, Uncle Bill T?
Yeah, yeah. Pixie. I like
I think
Pixie.
Icky. Or Ixie. Sorry. just icky. then it, they wouldn't have to remove much from the hill. So I can't decide whether I love that song or this one today.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't
it's a toss-up.
Open your mouth without a song.
I love this one.
Jump right out of it, zippity-doo-dah.
I love this song. It's the song of the South.
Oh my, what a wonderful
being in Southern
day.
Utah.
Plenty
I just love it.
Sunshine.
It's a toss-up. Anyway.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Love them both. Why? Because I'm an American. I can love the music I want. I love the name Dixie. What can I say? Welcome back to the show. And I have Michelle Bolter here with me. She's former state school board and loves to sift through bills. And so we invite her on every week. And we're in a legislative session. Hang on to your kids and your wallets. Those are the things that are going in our legislative session this year, as well as all the previous years. You have less freedom today than you had 20 years ago. You have less land, less freedom, and you're paying out through the nose. You're getting completely raped by your utility companies, and you're paying more taxation than ever. Do we have a conservative majority? Uh-huh. Okay, I'm just going to let that lie right there. And I just wanted to mention, if you are looking for a hot tub, make sure and go over to Tropical Pool and Spa. They will take care of you over there. Tell them we sent you. And they have some specials going right now. And they also have just a huge assortment of hot bullfrog hot tubs that are the most well-made hot tubs. And, of course, swim spas. You can get those swim spas, too. And so just want to make sure you go over to Tropical because they do the best job. They're honest. They know what they're doing, and you'll love them. Michelle Bolter, okay, we're on. So let's hear it. I cannot wait to hear about more bills that I have to watch my wallet and safeguard my kids from. What else is coming down the pike?
Well, this one was one that we were discussing last week, SB 195, which is the
emergency response amendment.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm like I didn't have that part pulled up. So it's the emergency response amendments. And this bill isn't perfect, but there are things that are good about it.
Okay.
There's also some things that aren't so good about it. But instead of, like, trying to kill the whole thing, we're hoping to remove the parts that aren't so good.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they will be?
We'll be able to remove them?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so, because I'm willing to die on that hill.
Are you? Okay.
If we don't remove them, then I'll come out in full force against this bill.
Okay.
But so this is what the bill does. First of all, it's better than what we have.
Okay.
I mean, these things that are good. So here's what it does. The legislature starts to assert its lawful legislative powers in the case of an emergency and checking the powers of the executive branch and unelected agencies.
So you mentioned this last week. They would have to get together.
They would have
to. So that we could hold them at least accountable for the vote instead of what they've been doing, the scapegoating of not convening to have a vote.
Right.
Right.
Now it says within 30 days of an emergency, you may, but if it wants to extend longer than that, you have to.
Okay.
100% you have to. And it says that if the legislature does not continue the emergency, they cannot do another emergency that's the same.
Okay.
At all. So those are good things.
Because we know Bill Gates is getting the next virus ready. There's going to be another one.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. It has to, because they have to keep this one going through midterms, and they're going to just try to get this one for another year and a half.
Well, if I was an evil dictator,
you'd want to compromise voting. And I mean, so another year and a half as we politicize this virus. And then, like Cox said, he said, you know, legislator can stop at any time.
Right.
Yeah.
And okay.
I'm just making sure.
Accuracy.
Okay. Let's take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, that was fast. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, go right ahead.
Hi. Hey, I have a concern that the real pressure seems to be from students to change the name. 50 of them showed up at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many of those 50 are residents of Washington County.
Oh, that's a good question.
They want to change because Dixie doesn't have the connotation that whatever does. And yet we are Dixieites. I've been here for years and you have too.
Yes.
And so I think it ought to be registered voters that get to decide this, not come and go students.
Excellent. I love what you just said. Many are probably from the commie north part of the state and or out of state, and you're probably right. And you know what's next on the docket? Washington City. I mean, the word Washington is so offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? Oh. I mean, they think it is. So, I mean, let's just go for all of it, right?
That's racist for sure.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It'll be next. Thank you to the you too. Thank you.
I love the color in your voice.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I love the social justice warriors. They have so much to say and so little time to do what they're saying. And they why don't we just call it south part of the state, right?
Yeah.
College in the south.
Well, I don't think we can say south.
No, you can't say south. That's racist. College?
The lower part?
College in the middle of the city. I say, or icky. We could just go with icky, icksy. Anyway, I will always call it the college formerly known as Dixie, because I'm not going to stop saying the word Dixie. I know, it's tremendously offensive, isn't it? Whew. Okay, yeah. Glad we're over that one. Okay, next on the docket.
So, okay, back to SB 195. This also reduces any penalties from $10,000 to $5,000. And right now, they have no right to give you a penalty.
But
anyway.
Yeah, it should be no penalty.
Well, now, if they even want to give you a penalty with this bill, you have to go to a judge. A court of law, as it should be. There shouldn't just be a cruel and unusual punishment
you know? Laid on somebody.
Right. And so it reduces those fines.
Okay.
Let me pull up my notes again. And also, the health department must notify the legislature at least 24 hours before they issue an emergency order.
Okay.
Instead of doing it on their own, like how they've been doing it. It also limits any emergency mandates to expire 30 days, period, no discussion.
Right.
Legislators have to convene otherwise. So that's a huge improvement with what we have.
Right.
So this is the part of the bill that is kind of problematic.
Okay.
It's lines 461 to 474, and it's the orders of constraint.
Okay.
And then there's lines 482 to 486, and that's the stay-at-home order. They're already doing these things. They're already constraining you from being able to attend different things or to go to work or and things like that. They're already doing a stay-at-home order, but now this would put it in code.
Okay.
And those are the two sections that need to be removed.
Okay.
And if they get removed, then this will be a good bill. If it doesn't get removed, then this would be, we're going to have to kill it.
Yeah.
As good as everything else is, because also in the orders of constraint, when you read it, it sounds very much that they could even force a vaccine on us, on a group of people or anything like that.
Okay.
So it's very important language that I would tell people, read that language and just email the legislators and ask them to consider removing that out.
Okay. All right. Jeez. All right. You know what? Let's take a caller real quick, and we have to move on. We have another bill. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, we just need to name it after Spencer Cox and call it Trixie Institute Polytechnic.
Thanks. Okay. I think we're going to have some fun with the name change.
Maybe Coxie.
Yeah. I can't believe his signs for governor Cox country. It was just so offensive. Anyway, what was the next bill?
So the next one is SB 208. That one is Mike Kennedy's bill.
Okay.
And it's the Employee Medical Procedure Protection Act. It's basically saying that that an employer cannot force an employee to get the vaccine.
To get a gene-altering shot.
Or any type
you can't undo?
Right. Or any type of medical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't force their family members either.
Okay.
In order to have, like, employment. And so, but that one feels like it kind of would contradict SB 195, that section of orders of constraint.
Mm-hmm.
So, so we've got on one side a bill that's saying, hey, employers can't force this. And then we have this other bill that says, well, we can constrain you to do whatever in the name of an emergency.
Ooh.
And also the other thing that we want to change out of SB 195 is they talk about long-term emergency.
Okay.
And it's either an emergency or it's not. I mean...
I don't think we know what an emergency is anymore. I'm serious.
Yeah, we're still walking around with masks and...
Well, just for kicks and giggles, yesterday I disclosed that they finally came out, one website covering Utah came out with a number. The number per 100,000 of the dead for 2020 was 687. Well, the problem with that number is, and I'm just checking to make sure, 687. The problem is that we're actually right between the years of 2018 and 2019. 2018 was 695. I mean, it goes all the way up to 789 back in 99.
So I'd say we're doing better.
We're doing way better. We're only at 687 per 100,000. I just don't recognize any plague that's happened. But you tell me. We have less deaths than we did in 1999. But you tell me. Are we in a plague? Anyway.
Plus, though, we don't even know which of those are really accurately COVID because they're not even counting flu.
Oh, I know.
So that's been gone.
Yeah, that's eradicated. We should actually do a hallelujah show, you know? Like, we've never really truly like eradicated something as much as we have the flu. And by the way, what did China say? I just wanted to remind everybody, what did China say when they went back to Wuhan a year later? Oh, that's right. They said, right here. Here you go.
I believe it was a starting point for the outbreak.
Where Chinese officials took samples over a year ago.
And why has the data not been shared?
No, they didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue.
That's the issue. They did not isolate the virus. They did not isolate the virus. I just wanted to make sure everybody heard that. Okay. That's some plague. Can't even isolate it. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. After a year. Okay.
It's crazy.
I know. Yep. But people will still think that this is going on. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm running out of time. I only have about 30 seconds.
Well, that wouldn't be enough time, but I want to ask a question about the vaccine and about the mask.
Ah, don't wear the mask and don't get the vaccine.
I already decided that.
Okay,
but,
good.
I want to find out whether the mask... the vaccine, I heard somewhere where it would cause sterility. Is that true?
Ah, good question. I'm going to take you off the air. I've heard this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't validate it.
Neither can they.
Neither can they. And they don't know if it does or not. Like the guy that runs Moderna was on tape in October and said, we just don't know anything. We don't know what's going to happen to anyone taking this. We're all in a trial. Go ahead.
But on the mask, they do know that rebreathing CO2 can harm you.
Yes. In fact, Judy Mikovits said we'll see a lot of cancer crop up in about 3 years.
Right. And I also know that one of the things that they say about the vaccine is not to take it if you're trying to get pregnant.
If you ever want to get pregnant.
Or if you are pregnant. Or breastfeeding.
Yes. Or if you have any sort of autoimmune. Or if you have any sort of allergy.
Or if you're a human
and
being.
And not to get pregnant after, I believe, if you, 90 days after
taking
the virus.
If you don't want to grow gills, if you don't want to be transformed into a butterfly, as Elon Musk said, you might want to stay away from the gene-altering shot. Right. I guess the second one is the killer. Brazil had 46 deaths in one nursing home.
Wow.
On the second shot.
We'll know more after the human trials are over.
We'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall. Don't go anywhere. Our constitutionalists, don't go anywhere.
Knows Auto Parts.
Bo knows cars. Bo knows small town customer service. And Bo knows great prices. Whether you're looking for quality parts to keep your car running well, or you're looking to soup up your ride, come to Bo's Auto Parts in St. George, Cedar, or Beaver. This is your last chance to win prizes from Bo's Auto Parts. Come into any of their three locations now through the end of February for your chance to win a Winchester Wildcat. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net. 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.